topic of the sermon is buried with him, raised with him.
弟兄姊妹平安，我们再一次低头祷告。天父上帝，感谢你的恩典，你让我们去庆祝你的复活，你拯救我们。今天我们求你的话语再一次更新我们，愿圣灵打开我们的心，让我们明白更多。我们祷告交托奉主耶稣圣名祈求，阿们。
Father God, may your word renew us, and we pray that you give us attentive ears. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
今日咧系复活节，复活节有咩意义啊？大家都知道，应该系纪念主耶稣基督受难之后从死里复活，系咪？今日咧又系教会嘅洗礼日，洗礼或者浸礼嘅意义，同样系表明受浸者愿意与主耶稣同死、同埋葬、同复活。所以咧喺复活节接受水礼嘅，我哋叫新袍。会有更深的体会。一阵当你们怀着一份已经复活的兴奋心情离开这个礼堂。今日受浸的每个弟兄姊妹都是经历过神改变过的生命。如果你们手上有一些见证集，你就会知道。所以新袍只需要坐在这里，已经是一个很美丽的见证。
Today is Easter Day. So what does it mean for us?Well, it reminds us that after the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ, he rose from the dead. And today is also a baptism Sunday. Baptism reflects that same truth, that those being baptized are choosing to die with Christ, to be buried with him, and to be raised with him into new life. So how fitting it is on Easter Day, they enter the waters of baptism as they step out of the water and leave this place, they do so with deep joy.Knowing they have been raised with Christ. And for those who are baptizing today, they have already experienced God's transforming work in their lives. And you can read more about their testimony in the booklet. But even now, simply seeing them seated among us is already a beautiful testimony of God's grace.
他们今天接受洗礼，他们应该对耶稣基督有一定的认识。在座的每一位，你们认不认识基督呢？你要认识基督，才愿意同他同死。而同死之后，刚才的经文说，你的一举一动有新生的样式。一个人如果回教会，很快就说要受浸，其实我会要求他先认识基督多一点。
For those sitting amongst us here,One of the very important things about baptism is that, do you really know Christ? We must first know Christ before we are willing to die with him. And once you die with him, your whole way of life begins to take on a new pattern. And if someone comes to church and quickly wants to be baptized, I would first encourage them to know Christ more deeply.
在报道会举手信了，是不是就认识基督呢？耶稣在升天之前，他颁布的大使命是要使信的人成为门徒。所以认识基督是要在真理里面一步一步去长进。成为门徒的意思包括着生命要经历这个信仰，才能够认识基督更多。
Does raising your hand at an evangelistic meeting mean you truly know God?Well, before Jesus ascended to heaven, he gave the Great Commission to make believers into disciples. So truly believing Christ means growing step by step in the truth. And to become a disciple is to experience your faith in real life. And in that process, you come to know Christ more deeply.
所以我哋咧唔会咧俾一啲翻咗教会可能三两个月就话想洗礼嘅人咧帮佢施浸，因为佢需要有信仰嘅经历。教会咧要帮助佢哋咧去追求真理，要睇下佢哋对耶稣基督嘅认识。
That is why we do not baptize someone after they have been in church for a few months. They need time to experience the reality of the faith. As a church, we want to help them seek the truth and also discern how they understand Jesus.
认识基督咧，唔系一件容易嘅事，但系亦都唔系太难。
Knowing Christ is not easy, but it is not impossible.
认识基督，你会更体会到神嘅爱，同时亦都透过耶稣嘅言行，你会明白神嘅心意。
As you grow in knowing Christ, you will experience God's love more deeply, and through Jesus' words and actions, you will also understand God's heart.
福音书记载门徒跟咗耶稣几耐啊？三年几系咪？你哋觉得佢哋认唔认识耶稣呢？似乎仍然都唔系好认识，系咪啊？直到咧主复活之后，门徒谂翻之前耶稣所讲嘅说话，佢哋先至开始咧认识耶稣基督究竟系咩嘅一回事。
How long did the disciples follow Jesus written in the gospel? Well, more than 3 years. But do you think they really know Jesus? Probably not. It wasn't only after the resurrection, when they recalled Jesus' word, that they began to know who Jesus Christ is.
今日我哋比较幸福，我哋从福音书里面可以咧知道清楚耶稣基督嘅降生啦，以及死亡同埋复活嘅意义。
Well, today in some way we are more privileged. Through the Gospels, we can see clearly the meaning of Jesus' birth, his death, and his resurrection.
你要认识一个爱你嘅人，其实咧一世都唔够嘅，系咪啊？因为咧你越相处得同佢耐，你越多新嘅发现，你又会越明白咧佢嘅心意。其实信耶稣都系一样，当你反复将福音书睇完又睇嘅时候，你思考同体会更多，你就会越嚟越认识佢，你会越多新嘅发现，越明白佢嘅心意。
Getting to know someone who loves you is a lifelong journey.The longer you walk with that person, the more new things you discover, and the more you understand their hearts. Believing in Jesus is the same. As you read the gospel again and again, reflect on them and live them out, you will keep discovering. You will grow in your knowledge and understanding of him more and more.
认识基督嘅人应该系满有咧生命嘅动力，因为耶稣期望我哋系活出有力嘅信仰。
Those who truly know Christ are full of spiritual vitality because Jesus calls us to live out a faith that is alive and powerful.
认识基督的人会充满从神而来的爱。
Those who know Christ are filled with love that comes from God.
认识基督的人是不怕失败，因为失败是一种的学习。
Those who know Christ are not afraid of failure because even failurebecomes a way God teaches and shapes us.
认识基督的人愿意为基督付上一切的代价，认识主耶稣的人会越来越似他，不会再为自己追求个人的得失荣辱。
Those who know Christ are willing to pay whatever cost for him. As they know the Lord Jesus more, they become more like him and no longer pursue their own gain, loss, honor, or status.
其实在罗马书六章十节，如果你手上有圣经，你就知道认识基督的人是愿意向罪死，向上帝活着。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 10, it says, Those who know Christ are willing to die to sin and live to God.
刚才主席读第四节，保罗说我们藉着浸礼归入死，与他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。当你越接近一个怎样性情的人，其实你会越似他的。
In chapter 6 verse 4, Paul says, We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was risen from the dead, we too may live a new life. You see, the closer you walk with someone, the more you become like them.
不过这段经文的重点是要在罪上死去，但是什么是罪呢？你从前的生活没有考虑到上帝和你的关系，你不理会他创造你的心意，你忽略他，这个就是罪。
However, the key point of this passage is this. We must die to sin. But what is sin? It is living without regards in your relationship with God, ignoring his purpose in creating you, and neglecting him. That is sin.
今日你因着耶稣基督明白了上帝的爱，愿意透过耶稣是同神建立关系，而且追求靠住主每一日咁样体贴神嘅心，我哋嘅生命就会慢慢嘅改变，亦都会过得更加丰盛。
Today, through Jesus Christ, we have come to understand God's love. We are willing to enter into a relationship with Him through Christ, and day by day to seek His heart and follow His will. As we do so, our lives are transformed.And we begin to taste a more abundant life.
如果我们认识基督，我们就会明白作为跟随主的人死亡的必要。
If we truly know Christ, we will also understand this. For those who follow him, death is necessary.
死亡的必要，第七节这里说，不再作罪的奴仆。奴仆就是你被罪所胜，无法去脱离捆绑的一个状态。例如咩呢？例如我以前做戒毒嘅时候，有一啲嘅年轻人，佢揸住一粒白粉，佢喊住佢都要食。奴仆俾罪辖制住，受罪影响嘅生命一定要死去，所以旧嘅你，你一定要死去。
In verse 7, it says, "We are no longer slaves to sin." Well, a slave is someone overpowered by sin and unable to break free from his bondage.Think of a young person bound by drugs, weeping, even as they inject heroin. This is a picture of slavery to sin. A life under the control of sin must die.
其实在你死去之前，耶稣已经首先为你去死。如果你问耶稣不死得不得啊？答案是不得。因为基督徒的死是断绝罪的权势，而人得以重生的条件是信靠钉十字架的耶稣。你问有没有其他方法呢？答案是没有。
You might ask, did Jesus really have to die? Well, the answer is yes, he had to, because through Christ's death, the power of sin is broken. The only way for us to be born again is to trust in that crucified Jesus, and there is no other way.
你说我直接向创造天地万物的神认罪，而不信靠耶稣又得不得呢？都是不得，因为唯有靠住完全无罪的耶稣，他为我们而死，承担了罪带来的死亡，我们的罪才能够得赦免，认信的救赎才有功效。这个是神设定救恩的方法，就正如以色列人在旧约他们要献祭，他要跟足上帝所设立所规限的方法，任意的方式当然是不可以。
Can we just confess directly to the Creator God without going through Jesus? Well, the answer is still no. Only through the sinless Jesus who died in our placeand bore the penalty that sin brings, can our sin be truly forgiven? And this is the way of salvation established by God himself. Just as the Old Testament, the Israelites had to offer sacrifices in the way God prescribed, not in any way, nor in our own terms.
只有通过相信耶稣，我们的罪才能够得赦免，所以耶稣必须要死。因为他是为我们而死，圣经说罪的工价乃是死。弟兄姊妹，历史上所有的人都会面对死亡，无一例外。耶稣不死，罪的权势以致死亡的权势仍然被魔鬼所掌管，但耶稣基督从死里复活，就证明了他胜过死亡的权势，所以耶稣必须要死。
Only by trusting in Jesus can our sins be forgiven. So yes, Jesus had to die because he died for us. The Bible says, the wages of sin is death. Everyone in history faces death without exception. And if Jesus had not died, the power of sin and therefore the power of death, will still remain under the devil's control. But Jesus rose from the dead, proving that he has overcome the power of death. And this is why he had to die.
受浸的人有一个以死蒙智的意义。你今天预备好以死蒙智未呢？我们都必须要死，因为我们受浸是归入他的死，这个是第三节讲，是要一同受苦效法他的死。第六节是同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再作罪的奴仆。你再看第七节，是保罗用例子去解释以死的人就脱离罪。点解啊？因为死人系唔能够再被引诱犯罪。
I don't know. For those who are getting baptized, did you know that we too must die? In baptism, we are joined to his death, sharing in his suffering and imitating his death. Verse 6 says, "Our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, such that we should no longer be slave to sin." And in verse 7, Paul explained, "A person who has died is freed from sin because a dead person cannot be tempted or controlled by sin anymore."
正如我以前是帮一些戒毒的青少年，如果咧旧嘅我唔死，生命唔彻底嘅破碎，旧嘅生活模式唔改变，佢哋就唔能够重生。冇错，耶稣基督为我哋已经死喺十字架上，但我哋亦都要喺主嘅面前要致死自己啊！喺度好清楚，圣经叫我哋要效法他的死。死系咩呢？死就系你嘅生命唔再属于你，你要将生命交翻俾主耶稣过新嘅生活。
Just like a young person overcoming drug addicts, if the old self does not die, if life is not truly broken, and that old pattern does not change, there can be no new life. Yeah, Jesus has already died for us on the cross, but we must also put to death our old self before him. The scripture clearly calls us to imitate his death. To die means this: your life no longer belongs to you. You hand your life back to the Lord and begin to live a new life.
我见证过无数人生命的改变，其中的窍门是什么呢？就是要自己常常经历死亡，以致到旧的我不断死去。我会这样讲，我们要去学习每一日都死一次。弟兄姊妹，当你每日灵修安静亲近主的时候，你有没有体会过旧的我已经死去呢？每日死一次是新生命的操练。
I have witnessed countless lives being changed. The secret is this: we must keep on experiencing this death again and again so that the old self keeps on dying. I would put it this way: we must learn to dieOnce every day. Now, when you come before the Lord in your daily devotions, do you sense that old self is dying? This is a daily discipline of the new life.
你今日死咗未啊？就会如果死咗，你就会咧脱离罪，与基督同活。用头先嘅经文就系与基督联合，第五节。
Well, let me ask you.Have you died today? Well, if you have, then you will be freed from sin, living with Christ. Just in verse 5, that says, in union with him.
第八节，他说我们若与基督同死，就信必与他同活。这个就是新生命的开始。
In verse 8, he says, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. This is the beginning of a new life.
浸礼就是将旧的我埋葬在水里面，就是向罪死的一个象征。
Baptism symbolizes burying the old self in the water. It represents dying to sin.
活着的意义就是荣耀上帝。
To be alive now has a new meaning. to glorify God.
耶稣一生嘅目标就系荣耀神，回应神嗰个爱嘅召命。
Jesus' life purpose was to glorify God and to answer God's call of love.
所以基督徒，我哋要有清晰嘅目标，我哋要有清晰嘅召命。
Therefore, Christians, we must also live with a clear purpose and calling.
有目标嘅生命系最有价值嘅生命，亦都系最灿烂嘅生命。
A life with clear goal is a life of most value and of radiance.
有一个神学家叫潘霍华，佢话咧，基督徒必须让神活现喺生命嘅每一个层面，而唔系咧单单将佢限制喺属灵嘅柜桶里面。这个先至系咧神所创造嘅人，即系话我哋唔仅仅系要处理心灵嘅平安，而系要喺唔同嘅信仰层面里面去承担使命。
A theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "A Christian must bring God into every area of his life, not merely into some spiritual realm. This is what it means to be truly human." Well, faith is not merely about inner faith, inner peace, but about taking up God's mission in every area of your life.
当你立志追求更像主耶稣成为你的人生目标，你即刻会经历到几件事。
Well, when you set your life goal as becoming more like Jesus, you will begin to experience a few things.
第一就是你生命的专注，你不会再被所拥有的眼前事物影响得到。人所拥有的一切有时反而成为认识神的拦阻。大家如果有读圣经箴言三十章七至九节，他说要求神两件事，虚假和谎言远离我，令到我不贫穷又不饱足，是不是？因为呢，我们恐怕饱呢就不认我们的主，又恐怕我们饿的时候我们会呢偷东西。当我们每一日专注去检视自己生命，我们是不是靠着耶稣去待人处事，我们是不是合乎神的心意，我们会慢慢更加接近主的性情。
First, life focus. Well, you will no longer be controlled by what you possess. Very often, what we own can become a barrier of truly knowing God.In Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7 to 9, this is a prayer that God may give the writer neither poverty nor riches. Otherwise, he may have too much and disown God, or dishonor him when he may become poor and steal. Well, as we examine ourselves daily in our attitudes and our actions toward others, whether these align with God's will,And you will find we slowly grow closer to his character as we reflect.
第二就是我们当追求更像主，我们的生命就能够发挥更大的潜能。保罗的话语成为我们今天读的圣经，并不是保罗的能力，而是他愿意被神去使用，他就能够帮助到更多的人，能够变成为一个翻天覆地的仕途。他说，我不是说已经得着，已经完全。保罗话咩啊？佢系忘记背后，努力面前。保罗唔被以往嘅成功影响，以后要走嘅路，生命就能够发挥更大嘅潜能，因为佢愿意被神去使用。
Two, as we seek God, we will have greater potential in life. You see, Paul's words have become part of our scripture today, and not because of his own ability.But because he was willing to be used by God. Through him, so many lives were turned upside down and changed. Yet Paul himself said, Not that I have already obtained all these, or having already arrived at my goal, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Paul did not let his past achievement decide his future path.His life reached its greatest potential because he was willing to be used by God.
当你有这个这么清楚的人生目标，你也都不会被试探所胜过。我记得以前我做社工的时候，我们要向政府交代那个青少年有什么问题，有张的问题纸，要剔出他究竟有什么问题。 其实很多人需要辅导他的问题是什么呢？他有一项叫做 Leisure and Related Problem， 就是说他太得闲他就会面对试探，他太得闲他的生命就出现问题。我们可能都经验过，如果我们太过得闲，我们漫无目标，没有目的，乱地想事的时候，试探就会出现。任何人当太过得闲的时候，他很容易一上网就接触到这个罪恶的世界。保罗的生命似乎没有什么大的弱点，是不是？可能你会说他有根刺，我们不知道是什么。其实很大的原因，他没有大的弱点，是因为他有一个很清楚的人生目标。当我们或许会在试探里面徘徊的时候，其实保罗连死都没得闲，是不是？
Well, when we focus on God, you know what? We can overcome.We're not only overcome by temptation. Well, when I was working as a social worker, we used an assessment form to actually identify the areas where young people had problems that needed counseling. Well, one of the category was on leisure and related problems. It refers to the issue that arise from having too much idle time. Now, we have all experienced this. When we are idle, aimless, and our minds wander,Temptation quickly appears. Anyone with too much unstructured time can easily slip into temptation. Well, Paul seemed to have no huge weaknesses, well, apart from the thorn in his flesh, whatever that may be. Well, a big reason is that he had a very clear life mission. While we may linger near temptation,Paul was so focused on his calling that he didn't even have time to drift toward them.
当你有清楚的人生目标，最后你就不会介意人怎么看自己。人有两个倾向，可能会自大，可能会自卑。其实自卑是很无聊的，自大也是很无知。一个有清楚生命目标的人，他不会介意人怎么看自己。通常自卑是将焦点放在自己的身上，很介意自己表现得不好，很害怕人家怎么看自己，介意别人的批评。越在意自己的表现，你又越不自然，是不是？那你又越影响表现。但这个有明确目标的人，会在焦点放在要完成的事情上面，其实往往会有更好的果效。自大的人同样面对类似的问题，因为都是自我中心作怪，亦都会介意人哋帮自己评分。
Well, for those who have a life mission, they weren't controlled by others' opinions. You see, people tend to swing between two extremes, pride and inferiority. Inferiority is actually quite pointless, and pride is just foolish. A person with a clear sense of calling is not controlled by how others see them.Those who feel inferior usually keep their focus on themselves, worrying about performance and fear others' opinions. Well, this often leads to insecurity and poorer outcomes. By contrast, a person with a clear goal puts the focus on the task to be done and live more effectively. Proud people face the same issue, self-centeredness,and overly concerned how others evaluate them.
死而复活的生命是先与主同死，然后活着，现在活着的不再是我，是基督在我里面活着。所以基督徒最好的祝福问候语是什么？你今天死了没有？
A resurrected life begins with dying with Christ.Then we can say what the scripture says. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So perhaps the most meaningful greeting among Christians is this. Have you died today?
愿神的话语赐福大家，主耶稣的复活为大家带来更有动力的生命。
May God bless you all and with his resurrected life.